Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Paranormal Ride. This is your host, Marlon O, doing what I do. Yes, siree. This is the 1 year anniversary of Paranormal Ride. We made it. A whole entire year has gone by that I started the show last year on Halloween. I'm really excited that we've been able to produce so many shows, and it's been a labor of love. I've been trying to do the show every week for you all for a good year every week. We took a little hiatus, maybe a couple of weeks because I needed a vacation. But other than that, you know, the show has been here for you. This is the 50th episode, season one. Next week will be season two, episode one. I'm trying to make it sound like Star Wars, I think. I don't know. But anyway, so this is season one. We're wrapping it up, and there's a lot to be thankful for. There's a lot to reflect on. It's been a pretty interesting year. I remember when I decided to do the show again. I was really amped. I was really excited to produce the show again because the paranormal is very really, I don't know, it's for me a way to express a lot of things that we normally don't have a chance to because, you know, we live in a very practical kind of, world where, things that we do and see, is kind of like how we live our lives, We live with that, like everyday practical thing that we're kind of moving down one path, but we know there are things in our lives that affect us, not just emotions, not just, the things that, other people give us, but, it's energy. A lot of it is energy that people, give you and take away from you and stuff like that. And one of my biggest things that I tell people all the time, is like, you should guard your energy like it's the only thing you own, It's the really thing that, kind of keeps us kind of like sane or keeps us together, Once people start, abusing it and taking it away from you and treating you like you don't matter or like, like you're just anything ordinary, which, you're not. People who are listening to the show, you're not. You have a lot of value, and when it's taken that way, you have to be able to stand up and say no, and then once that happens, you transform, you change, you turn into a different person. So that's the kind of thing, I think the show kind of like also touches upon, that special bond that you have with other people that have similar interests, not just the paranormal, but, in life and things that you bump into. And, there's no such thing as coincidence. I've always said that I don't believe in that. I think things happen for a reason. You get that phone call that changes you. You get that message that changes you. You get to see that video. You get to see that message. It's all these things that, once you see it, you then can internalize it and be like no or yes to it, right? So listening to the show for as long as you guys have, you're saying yes to me, so I appreciate that. And I want to thank you so much for being part of the show. And if you wanted to talk to me, feel free. You don't have to. You can just call in to listen. It's 646-564-9613. Or you can use Instagram. You can use Facebook or Twitter. Send me direct messages. We also have a chat room on our blog, talkradio.com. All you have to look for is Paranormal Ride. And you can log in and talk to me directly as well. It's anonymous, so you don't have to put your name. You can put whatever you want. You can put like Spaghetti Monsters on it if you want to. It's all good. So right now I'm looking at my a control panel where I can see the people who are calling in. I can see like the the program, and I have all my, you know, like audios ready. Something very unique happened to my control panel. Of course, it's going to be like the eve of Halloween, right? Halloween is tomorrow. So my control panel is totally crazy right now. It has these abstract numbers, and all the sound cues have a moon icon. I've never seen this before. So it's awesome that this is how, kicking off our 1 year, that this strangeness continues. And I love that. And I just, you know, I can just smile and just be happy that, you know, that's how things are going. But yeah, no, there's so many people to thank, people who are following me on Twitter, all those new folks that are jumping in and saying what's up. You know, I appreciate you for retweeting and kind of having convos with me. And about stuff like that, you know, just, you know, I guess I'll just name a few. So there's one named Honey M, and I think its last name is and Srider. I think I have it, or C. Ryder. I don't know, but that's the person that, you know, I just want to say a shout out to. You know, other folks who joined in, like William King and Ashley and all those other stuff like that. You know, who are chiming in, maybe for the first time or just retweeting, Paul as well, Bonito, which means pretty in Spanish, which is pretty cool. Bonito or Bonita for female version. You know, all the people who are just checking us out, listening to us for the first time. So, I mean, if you're a skeptic, awesome. Thank you. Also, Mary Wagner, who's also tuning in and retweeting stuff like that. Appreciate it for, you know, the 1 year anniversary of Paranormal Ride. But like I said, if you're a skeptic, if you want to call in, you want to say how this stuff is malarkey, feel free to do so, because that's what the show's about. It's just an open conversation. You know what I'm saying, about all the things that we do, you know, in Paranormal Ride. You know, we're a show. We're open to conversations, and we want people to, you know, I'm not here for people to agree with everything that I say. You know, I'm here to let people kind of, like, you know, share information and knowledge. And that's what we've been doing for the whole entire year in the show. All the topics I talked about, you know, ranging from all different types of craziness and strangeness. I call it crazy because it's almost like it's crazy how many topics there are, but the topics are not crazy. They're crazy awesome. Yeah, that works. So also, if you guys have Instagram, I have a personal one. It's Marlon O with two O's. So it's Marlonoo. I'm an artist, so you can follow me there and kind of like check out what I do. Yeah, go ahead, stalk me. I don't mind. I'm used to them. So yeah, just see what I'm doing and, you know, kind of like share your thoughts, share your knowledge. I'm a big sharer, you know. I'm about that life, you know. And, you know, so progress of the show. This year, I want more and bigger things. I've been talking a lot about having a show where I do some live stuff, and I'm actually going to kick it off tomorrow. We're in Boston. We're broadcasting in Boston. So one of the things that's cool about this is Salem is right down the street from me, and that's pretty awesome. And, you know, New England has a very interesting history at Halloween. There's a love and hate between it. You know, we've heard about the Salem witch trials and all the stuff that goes with it. So there was a lot of issues with the Puritans. There was a lot of stuff that was coming in as well with the tradition of Halloween being a pagan kind of holiday. I'm going to talk about Halloween, so I'll break it down. You know, what kind of, like, you know, the origins are of, you know, of Halloween itself. I find it fascinating and how it blended into a lot of different cultures. And I'm going to share a little bit about my Latino culture as well, and what we do for Halloween, and the days that are coming. It's very special, and it has a lot of tradition around, you know, connecting with family and deceased ones and souls. It's just awesome stuff, and, you know, like the Day of the Dead or the Muertos, and so there's all these cool things that are coming up. So you know, going back to, you know, how, you know, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to Salem, and I'm going to take videos and pictures and try to do some live streaming and share with you what it looks like in Salem during Halloween. If you've never seen it, it's a spectacle. It's amazing. It's a good time, you know, to get lost in Salem. It's pretty dope. So, you know, stay tuned for that. I'm going to share that through Facebook. So if you have – some time during the day, I'm going to start broadcasting it. So tomorrow, you know, stay tuned. Yeah. I mean, I'm wondering also, you know, what your Halloween traditions are, so people feel free, to share with these things and share your stuff. Tomorrow, I'm going to actually share some of my Halloween costumes from the past, especially when I was a kid. I think thinking back to my Halloween, there's been a lot of, for me, happiness around Halloween and tradition and dressing up, having all this fun time in my, neighborhood, and as growing into a teen, I got more mischievous and I did more kind of like crazy stuff. And then as an adult, it's kind of a party thing. It felt like just a regular party, but I think my childhood Halloween was pretty amazing and awesome. Just going back to, the whole Halloween thing, it's fun. It's really, really fun, to kind of like, have that time to change yourself, to transform yourself and to mimic, to play. This is your playtime. This is when you can, take different personas and have that, that chance to kind of fantasize who you want to be, who you always wanted to be. One of my costumes was a priest. One of my favorite ones. It's still one of my favorite ones because I had such a reaction from a lot of people. It was pretty realistic. So I had a book and I had the whole outfit, the shoes. I had my hair parted. I looked just like a priest. It would look pretty awesome. And I started blessing people and people were taking blessings from me. It was so inappropriate, but I mean, still, it was fun. It was fun. I had my little book, but I called it the Black Book, and it had all these like things. It really was a Black Book, which didn't have numbers, but it had things that I have experienced in it. So if somebody was to open it, that would have been a bad look. It would have been a really bad look. But anyways, all right, so let me go back. I know I'm bouncing around. I'm really excited. It's one of those days. It's going to be Halloween tomorrow, and it's 1 year. So just to give you a little more perspective of what the show is about, if you're listening for the first time, you've never listened to the show, ParanormalRide.com can get you right into it. Has all the shows that have gone by throughout the years. The first show was called The Awakening, and it's all about the show and how we started, and we followed up with UFOs and ETs, angels and demons, past lives and reincarnation, positive and negative energy, out-of-body experiences, hauntings, apparitions, crypto creatures, dreams and alternate reality, time travel, secret societies, viewing, remote viewing, and ESP. That one was a crazy show. I actually did a live test on it, and I did it I was doing remote viewing with a friend of mine. I was out of the state. I was in actually D.C., and I had a person in Boston do a remote viewing with me, and that person was accurately able to remote view. You have to listen to the show. Alternate dimensions, tarot card and divination, alien visitations, astrology, black eye children, not kids with black eyes, but black eye children, numerology, soulmates, first contact, soulmates. Let me go back, rewind. Soulmates is one of my favorite topics. I don't know. For me, there's so many multiple levels that go with soulmates. Now, soulmates for me have changed my life and the way I am now, the decisions that I make, the things that I say are all because of my soulmate or soulmates. They're the people who transformed me, and I no longer do things the way I used to do, and it's because of my twin flame. So it's very different, because of that. You know what I'm saying? Again, check out the show, and see what you think. So we have First Contact, we have Singularity, Demonic Possession, Lost City of Atlantis, Sleeping Prophets, Soul Groups, Angelic Visitations, Bermuda Triangle, Ley Lines, Crystal Skulls, Men in Black, The Moon, The Floods, Great Floods, Superstition, Death, Marian Apparitions, Miracles, Bigfoot is awesome, Curses and Bad Luck, Fate and Destiny, The Nine, The Planet X, twin flames, which I just mentioned, Akashic Record, Synchronicity, Magic, Ouija Boards, which was a couple of weeks ago. That show was dope. You got to go listen to that. And Zombies. All the shows are dope. What am I saying? All the shows are dope. Listen to all of them. Zombies, and then today's Halloween. So there's so much for you guys to go to explore. That's 50 shows. They're all free. Just listen to them, ParanormalRight.com. So enough with me promoting the show. It was it's one of those things, like I said, you know, that I get amped. I think about it, you know, how, you know, we're in this journey together, you know, as listeners and me as the host. I definitely do my shows based on kind of like the different kind of angles and kind of like energy that I go to. So if people want to call in and just say what's up, fine. If you want to listen, that's cool. And I'm going to be answering people who go on the queue if you called in, probably in a good 10 minutes. So, you know, be patient and, you know, listen in and see what's up. All right. So, there is, as I approach the show, you know, kind of like, you know, this year, there's a lot of people to thank, you know, especially everybody in the United States, all over the United States, internationally especially. Thank you so much for the people in Canada, and especially in Deutschland, in Germany, in the United Kingdom, in Italy. So a lot of people in Europe, too, that listen, so I appreciate you guys so much. I really get some cool messages from y'all, so thank you from, in the UK and all that good stuff. And people who have been following me for the last several years, I've been doing paranormal shows for a good, I want to say 4+ years now, and I've done investigations and a whole bunch of cool paranormal stuff. I want to kick back into my investigations pretty soon. I'm going to team up with a local and a very national ghost hunter, and he'll be on the show pretty soon, I hope. So I'm not going to say who, but if you guys have been following me for the last 4 years, you'll know who I'm talking about. So stay tuned. Hopefully we can get him on the air pretty soon. He's just starting a new season this in a couple of in a month. So stay tuned. Anyway, so the whole show is about Halloween. I'm going to kick in some music, some really cool classic Halloween music that I love and enjoy and listen to for the that kind of gets me in the mood this weekend. That's all I was playing was Halloween music. So it's kind of like my Christmas as well. You know, I love Christmas. I'm totally into it. I have, you know, so Halloween is kind of like right now my number one holiday because it's so awesome. And then Christmas is like a close first place with Halloween. It's just so much fun to be part of it as well. So, anyway, so let's talk about the topic. Let's talk about Halloween. Let's jump in there really quickly and kind of, you know, get the energy around the show kind of going because that's what I do. We're all about Halloween today. All right, so, you know, I don't know if you all already know how much, you know, the tradition of Halloween, kind of where it starts, where it goes, and where it came from, and all that good stuff. You know, like I said, we're part of New England. We have a lot of traditions around Halloween. It's been going on forever for us. So pretty much, the whole tradition, the American tradition, I would say, of Halloween, it's pretty much a revised version of an Irish kind of culture and Celtic culture that's been around for thousands and thousands of years. You know, it's actually the festival of Samhain. It's spelled Samhain, but it's Gaelic, so it the pronunciation is Samhain, and it's a Celtic festival. And, you know, like I said, it dates back thousands of years. And the tradition, you know, it was mostly around Ireland and, you know, the United Kingdom areas, like in northern France and stuff like that. And it's pretty much the celebration, you know, the pre-celebration for the new year, which is November 1st. So, you know, this tradition, back in the day, back, I guess in the days, you know, that, you know, it was, the times, you know, where your survival was based on the weather and the climates and whatever it is that you used to survive, you know, it was like pretty much, you know, Samhain was the king of the end of summer and the harvest, and, you know, where things started becoming darker and colder and, you know, and a lot of deaths, were associated with it because, you know, again, you know, people would starve, there would be less resources, and, you know, it's kind of like an urgent time. So, you know, the Celts believed that the night before New Year was kind of like the boundaries between the, you know, the world of the living and the dead were kind of blurred and kind of like melted into each other. So, you know, on the night of October 31st, you know, the celebration of Samhain was observed, you know, and it was really the day that the dead came back and returned to earth. So what they would do is they would put offerings at the doorstep, either food and wines and stuff like that. So they would not disturb the living. And whenever they would leave their homes, they would then wear a mask or disguise themselves so the dead would think that they're also one of the dead as well. So, you know, as you can see, with the tradition, it's time to melt in what, you know, what we use right now, you know, as you know, trick-or-treating and I'll explain that a little more too. But, you know, wearing, you know, kind of scary outfits to ward off those spirits, you know. So again, like I said, it's really fun to be able to revisit this tradition and where it comes from, you know. And again, you know, and if you're from Boston, there is so many Irish people here. I mean, even our team, the Boston Celtics, give me a break. I mean, we're, you know, it's very Irish. So we saw a lot of those traditions kind of really strong in the New England area. And it really trickled out throughout the whole entire United States, and it started really coming from this region, where we had a lot of influence from that culture. But anyway, so you know, in addition to you know having you know trouble with crops and famine and stuff like that, you know times were tougher. You know the and you know they also felt that you know the presence of the, you know kind of like the spirits made it easier for the Druids, which were the Celtic priests, you know, to make predictions about the future. So it was a lot of ceremonial stuff that was going on. It was a very holy day, you know. So as the new year hit, you know, it kind of like transformed and kind of restarted things for you, right? You know, the dependence of those folks was pretty much on the natural world and what was, you know, kind of given to them, you know, as a dark winter. Remember, there was no, you know, let's turn on the lights in the on the streets. You know, it got darker. Sorry, it was just night. You know what I'm saying? You know, so, you know, one of the things that, oh, this is a little fun fact. So with the traditions of bobbing apples, that's another kind of like a modern day kind of thing we do, right? But back in the days, what it meant was, right, you know, that it was almost like a symbolic thing, right? It was believed that whoever can bite the apple first will get married the soonest. So it was kind of like, it's kind of a matchmaker game. So whenever you're bobbing for apples, that's where the tradition comes from. So if you got the apple first, you're going to get married first. Congratulations. Yep. Gonna get married first. All right, folks, we're gonna take a quick break. We're gonna jump into some Halloween happiness because Halloween is here. It's gonna be here tomorrow. I can't wait. And you know, I kind of have a lot of like Halloween theme songs, of course. You know, it's 'tis the season. Shoot, you know what I'm saying? You know, but anyways, we'll be back. Let's play some of them hits that kind of get you into the spirit, into the Halloween spirit. And so think about what some of your Halloween traditions are. You know, feel free to, you know, send me some, you know, messages if you have some that pop up, you know, share. Thank you so much for always sharing with me. I know that I get a lot of awesome feedback from listeners that tell me, you know, do the show this way or don't do this or do that. I listen to y'all. I change my show based on what you guys want me to do, you know, and I mean, I'm about that. I'm a listener. You know, I'm a cheap shifter, if you want to put it that way. But anyways, folks, we'll be right back. We're going to play a classic Halloween song just to get you guys in the mood and get you kind of moving around because, you know, sometimes you need to move around, you know. All right, guys, here we go.
at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
Somebody asked me why I do so many commercials. Well, the main reason is because I produce a show. So sometimes I need a break to be able to run around. You know, frolic and skip around. And make sure I get myself a nice drink, all right? That's the reason, darn it. You know, maybe some water, some tea, some vino. You know, so if you like your tea warm, go ahead, sip it. yesterday was the perfect pre-Halloween weather. It was insane last night. The wind, the howling of the wind. I barely slept. I think I probably woke up like 10 times. I didn't even feel like I actually slept last night. I kept on hearing the wind, the water, and the wind, on the trees, kind of like whipping around, and windows kind of like shaking and stuff like that. It was a pretty Halloween-like night. You hear dogs barking in the background. Everything. It had, this night had everything. But this morning when I got up, the mayhem was still kind of seen, where you can see a lot of the trees and power lines kind of got knocked around. So I think some people lost power last night. I think I lost power last night. It just felt really weird. I had like weird energy last night. I was trying to shake it off. I've been having weird energy the last week, and I've been trying to figure out where it's coming from, and I figured it out. So I had to re-energize and rewire things to make that energy better. And it's way better right now, way happier. And that's what needs to happen sometimes. You need to feel that surge and kind of move forward, you know, and that's how life can be, you know. One of my, I guess I was mentioning, you know, kind of my Halloween moments. One of my best memories is going around my neighborhood and I have a vintage Chewbacca Wookiee Halloween costume. I'm gonna post it so you guys can see it. It's pretty dope. But you know, this outfit Oh, man, it was so dope, you know, it was so dope. And I remember having buckets and buckets of candy and then having so much candy that it would last me months. And my parents would then put my the candy on top of the refrigerator or hide it because I would eat it nonstop. It was just ridiculous. So me and my brother were just like, we had so much candy between us. And also was, the time, the scare where they were putting things in candy, like needles and razors. And we, of course, it never happened. It was just like this rare story. I always wonder where it came from, these stories. I don't know if it was marketing companies trying to prevent people from selling certain candies or interest groups that were trying to prevent people from trick-or-treating. Who knows? But whatever reason it was, it didn't scare me enough, man. I still had to get my candy. I had to eat my candy. I wasn't going to go out like that, man. It's Halloween, free candy. How can you not? That was pretty dope. Awesome memories. And then my teenage years kicked in, and also very awesome memories. But it was kind of rowdy. I was those kids that walked around the neighborhood, threw eggs. I did egging. I egged people. It's terrible. Very terrible. That was fun. That was fun. All right, listen, it was fun. And then, you know, we would do the whole, you know, like toilet paper on houses and trees. And I could see, you know, I as I grew up as an adult and homeowner, and I saw that, I was really mad. I was really frustrated. But I guess karma hit it, right? You know, I did it in the past. You know, it got me back, you know. Circle of life. Circle of life. All right, so... Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people have that experience. And in the olden days, that's what kind of like trick-or-treating was really about. Not the egging, not that part. It was actually a tradition back in the days, you know. And I mean, when I say back in the days, I mean 2,000 years ago, called guising. So when people would go guising, what they would do is, this is all happening during the tradition of Samhain. They would go around and they would sing and tell jokes and in exchange they would get treats, you know. So they would provide a trick or you know, they would recite a poem or they would sing and whatever, or dance, and then because of their trick or their talent, they received a treat, which was food or wine or money or candy. I wish it was wine and money. That I think I would continue my trick or treating, but not doesn't work that way. I feel like I waste more money on Halloween as an adult than I did as a kid, I guess, right? So that's where the kind of the tradition started. Kind of it got, you know, back in the 50s, it stopped being so much of a trick thing where people were doing all these things and kind of like pissing off like the neighbors. It became more a family thing where people would go out and collect candy, and that's kind of like the thing that we know now is the 50s version of trick or treating, which I like. I love buying candy and then having a lot of leftovers so I can eat it. Yeah, that's right. There you go. That's the truth. All right, so let me go back to like, you know, the origins of this, you know, the whole Halloween thing. So, you know, back in the days, you know, there was it started becoming a blend of traditional pagan and Christian kind of like beliefs, where a lot of the pagan religions were being assimilated by the Christian church. To then, you know, help transition, you know, believers from paganism to more Christianity and more traditions. So a lot of these traditions kind of got melted in, blended in, and all that good stuff. So the Pope started doing all these kind of like, decisions where they said, so, you know, to honor the martyrs or the saints of Christians and stuff like that, you know, they were going to have something called, you know, the All Saints Day, you know, and that's kind of like what, you know, Halloween became, the 31st. So, you know, the All Saints Day celebration, you know, was first originally, before it was All Saints, it's All Hallows. So the All Hallows thing, you know, became shortened. So All Hallows Eve became Halloween. So again, you know, like these words have been around, these traditions have been around, you know, they had different meanings. But the Samhain tradition, I think, kind of won out and really is what's seen a lot. So now, coming from a Latino kind of like background, and there's a lot of Catholicism in the Latino tradition, especially in Central America and South America, was dominated by a lot of Christian and Catholic beliefs. So, you know, there's this tradition, and I love it. It's one of those that's celebrated on November 2nd. It's one of those things when I was a kid, I didn't know what to think of it, really. I think I was a little bit creeped out of it because it was called All Souls Day. It was the day that the dead would come and they would roam the earth. Kind of like Samhain, where, you know, it was the 31st for them. But because the Catholic Church kind of switched it over and they said that that was the All Saints Day, and then which was November 1st, and then November 2nd was, the All Souls Day. So the 31st was Hallows Eve, which then turned to Halloween. So you guys seeing this? You see what I'm saying here? You see how it's all connected? So let me talk about the tradition, right, of the whole entire thing. And the All Saints Day is not something that anybody really kind of practices. It's just a day to pray and stuff like that. The tradition of actually praying for souls, that one's pretty cool. It was actually called souling. So S-O-U-L-I-N-G, souling. So what happened, the poor would use that day to go around town, or people who were in need, or maybe anybody, now that I think about it, they would go around town and ask and beg for food. And on that day, on exchange, they would then pray for the souls of people who have passed on or who are, you know, who are in need. So it was a day that, you know, people would remember the souls. Anyways, all right, so let's get back to the whole entire tradition kind of growing up. So my mom right now, she's preparing a meal for All Souls Day, which is going to be on Thursday. It's going to be on, yes, I think it is Thursday, because tomorrow is the 31st, and then the 1st is Wednesday, and then Thursday. Yes, so it's for Thursday. So she prepares this dish called fiambre. So fiambre is a mixture of a whole bunch of different foods. Tradition goes that family members will go to a cemetery. They go to the cemetery to then either pray or honor or spend time at the cemetery for the souls that, you know, that's their time to walk the earth. So then they would bring water to the cemetery. They would bring food and treats, and kind of like whatever they liked, and put it at the cemetery. So it's the time they can come out and enjoy these meals. So so there would be a lot of families going to the cemetery. And then what would happen is people would then kind of like, you know, get to know each other. Remember, this is small villages, this is a small town. These are town people that see each other all the time. They're very friendly with each other. That's the thing about living in Latin American countries, is that your neighbor, you know your neighbor. You spend time with your neighbor. You can't get away from that. So, which is awesome. And then so people would gather at the cemeteries, and what they would do is they would share food, and they would mix food and mix or bring ingredients and create one meal. So this is called fiambre. And what it is a combination of different ingredients, from pickled treats to beef and to meat to chicken, potatoes and beets and asparagus and avocados. So they would mix it into this like bowl and create this delicious meal. It's so delicious, and I love things that are kind of vinegary tasting and lime tasty. So when I first tried it, I remember as a kid, I didn't like it. I was like, ew, it looks so weird, and it looks weird. So I kind of like avoided it. And then I got a little older and I tasted it. I was like, oh my gosh, it's so delicious. You know, and now I love it. I think it's so good. It also has egg in it. It's one of those, it's boiled egg. So it's one of those like treats that you only eat that one year. You don't make it until like this year. So when I start seeing it, I get really nostalgic. And then I start thinking about what the meaning behind it is, you know, of this. And we put candles around the house. We have pictures of deceased relatives, and we put water in front of their picture because we know that's the day that they can come out and consume some liquids and consume some nutrients. And it's interesting how you commune with the person that has passed away, the dead. Kind of like you're honoring them. You don't forget them. They're not just gone. I mean, I'm very thankful that I have had amazing relationships with my grandparents. I don't have any more grandparents. They're all passed away. My last one passed away this year in July. I mean, in my show, I actually honored her for the show and the Marian Apparition show. But, you know, I think I talked a little bit about her. But the thing is, you know, like she was my last grandparent. So I don't have a lot of deceased relatives. They're the ones that are the closest to me that I knew. So, you know, in my mom's, you know, she has a lot of people who passed away, obviously. And then she has, like, she creates like this little altar thing. It's very interesting. You know, I don't see it in a lot of different homes. Growing up in the United States, in Boston area, you don't see that tradition kind of alive and kind of living and have it being so specific. So I find it very, you know, amazing. And I find it how the paranormal, the other world is you know, kind of alive and well. So, you know, I grew up a very practical person and scientifically and, you know, tradition wise, I'm a skeptic at heart. I really am. But because I had all this like traditional kind of spiritual and this paranormal stuff that kind of like, you know, filled in a lot of my life. It's unforgettable, you know, and I feel more complete because of it. So there you go. There's my Halloween kind of story for that, you know. So it's pretty dope, you know, for me. So All Saints Day, which is going to be happening pretty soon. You know, I think the tradition kind of really became alive 1,000 years ago, you know, as the Celtic rites and the Celtic kind of traditions started really, you know, dissipating and being assimilated by Christianity and how it changed a little bit. But it's good for you guys to know this history. It's good for you guys to know this, what really is happening in our world. You know, I had this deep conversation with my family members about just how we learn our traditions and who shares the information and how it's being shared. Yes, people, I get deep sometimes. But you know, a lot of it is the things that we know and that we hold dear to help us create a culture, to help us create a unity. And also, you know, a lot of the things that don't go so well are not really shared because you don't want that blemish in the history or in that culture. But it's those blemishes are the things that pretty much define your decisions in the future and kind of where you move forward to and how you move forward. Because if you ignore the blemishes, if you ignore what those are, you can't grow, you can't learn, you continue making the same mistakes and you know, you just never get out of it. You know, it's pretty much, you know, you just, it's constant doom, you know, and constant, like, you know, it's a fight, you know what I'm saying, for trying to make it. I mentioned Soul Cakes. Soling. I mentioned Soling, but the tradition of Soul Cakes is one of those things that that kind of come out there, you know. For example, you know, Soul Cakes were, you know, kind of encouraged by the church, you know, as a way to replace the practice of leaving food and wine for roaming spirits. So the Soul Cakes were just like, you know, you would bake it. People would come to the house, knock your door. And you would then, you know, give that person this cake, you know, as food, as an offering for them to be able to, pray for somebody. So the practice was, you know, referred to as I'm going souling, you know. So think about it. It has a very like trick-or-treatish kind of like tradition that's going on, you know. The tradition was eventually, you know, taken up by children who would visit homes and neighbors, and they would give them, you know, ale, food, and money. You know what I'm saying? Which is interesting. Back in the days, yo, they had things. Ooh, I don't know. I just find it so amazing. You know. So then, you know, the tradition of actually dressing up for Halloween was, you know, again a very European Celtic kind of root things. You know, where. You know, because, you know, of, you know, winter being so uncertain and so frightening, and it was a scary time, you know, and food supplies were so low and, you know, it almost felt like you had to go souling. You had to go collect something so you can, you know, ease those worries, you know what I'm saying? So it was almost like a survival thing, you know. So now I feel like I have to go trick-or-treating because I need my candy. I need my chocolates. I won't be able to survive throughout the winter, damn it. I mean, hey, I love cocoa. I love hot chocolate. I love hot tea during the wintertime. Pumpkin spice, you know, lattes. if you're in the New England area, that's a good thing. Even today, it was so chilly. I was walking around. I was like, brr. I was like, damn, it's getting cold. And I heard it's going to be a mild winter, so I shouldn't complain because we get like below zero here and we get freaking blizzards. So, but it was like around maybe 55 today, maybe 60s it broke, and it was chilly, it was windy, and you felt it. So, you know, and what I did was I went to my local Dunkin' Donuts. You're welcome, Dunkin' Donuts. So I went to my Dunks and I got myself, I drink black coffee. I know, boring, but I love black coffee. So I had a nice large cup of black coffee and my fingertips were starting to just feel like normal again because they were getting chilly because I didn't have gloves on. But anyway, so that's the thing about, you know, this weather approaching, you know, comfort foods become a thing, you know, they become, you know, a thing that you kind of look for and it kind of like drives you, you know, I don't know. I love it. You know, Halloween, you know, is also a time for people did a lot of matchmaking as well, because again, you're trying to like stay warm. So you look for somebody to snuggle with in the hut. It's probably not a hut, but it's probably your home with, you know, with a wooden furnace. Something just crackled and popped on me. I also feel like this time change, it's a very kind of like, I don't know, like gathering and kind of being together kind of time. It's wonderful. It's lovely. I love that kind of like energy to have, you know, to share time with people that really care about you, that really show you that, you know, that they're for you and, you know, and it becomes even more important, you know what I'm saying, to create those important, you know, like bonds, and be with people that lighten you up and make you feel amazing, all right? So black cats, why is black cats a thing, you know? I mean, I see them everywhere, you know, Halloween, you know, it's always been a, you know, tradition about, you know, mystery, magic, superstition, and all that good stuff. You know, and of course, you know, it all began because of the Celtic, you know, end of summer festival kind of thing, right? So, you know, people would, you know, have like these, you know, the depictions of like a malevolent kind of creature, you know, to be able to ward off those spirits, you know. So, you know, people were always told to avoid crossing paths with black cats because it was, you know, will bring you bad luck and stuff like that, you know. But, you know, it has a middle, you know, a middle ages kind of roots where, you know, people believe that witches, you know, the witches avoided detection by turning themselves into black cats. So whenever you saw a black cat, it's because that's what the witch transformed itself to. So if you see this whole entire thing about black cats, now you know. Now you know where it comes from. It's a witch. All right, then it might not be from Hogwarts. It's okay. I'm cool with the witches. Speaking about witches, Salem, I'll be there tomorrow. If you've never been, I'm gonna try to capture a picture of one of the Salem police officers' logo and emblem. So if you guys want to Google it, go ahead. But the Salem Police Department, their emblem is a witch with a broomstick. Pretty awesome, huh? Even on their police vehicles, the emblem of the witch is on all their vehicles. It's, I mean, how Halloween can you get? Do you know what I'm saying? How, you know, Halloween-y, you know, that town. This is the Mecca. This is, you know, this is where you go. If you read Harry Potter books, Salem is mentioned there too. Anyway, so it's a dope place to be. So, you know, all the superstitions, all the things kind of come alive, you know. You know, you have all these traditions that, you know, even come from ancient Egypt, you know, who believe that, you know, the triangles were sacred, you know, and stuff like that. And, you know, having, traditions about crossing ladders is because of triangle, you know, of a ladder, stuff like that. I talked about that in the show. You know, all these superstitions become a thing when you're in the Halloween season and in especially in Salem. Shoot, you see that everywhere, every street. The costumes are amazing, and one of the things that I, you know, I love about going to Salem, and I'm gonna go try to go early before it gets kind of nuts, because it gets crazy. Right after like 8 o'clock, the town just explodes with Halloweenness, and it just becomes a celebration of all things that holiday. So anyways, folks, there you go. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to come back. I have some more Halloween tunes for you guys. More, you know, kind of like, you know, Halloween spirit. I'm in it. I'm about it right now. So we'll be right back. And enjoy the quick break. Go out there and get some moonlight. The moon is out there. It's not a full moon yet. It's half a moon. We're almost close to that moonlight. I think I'm going to be traveling on the full moon. That'd be dope. I hope so. That'd be dope. All right, folks. We'll be back. Stay tuned. This is Paranormal Ride, Halloween edition. That's what's up.
And you will see, this is our town of Halloween. This is Halloween, this is Halloween. Pumpkins scream in the middle of night. This is Halloween, everybody make a scene. Trick or treat,
tell your neighbors on your diaphragm. It's our town, everybody's
cool. It's the moon Halloween.
I am the one hiding under your bed. Teeth ground sharp and I am glowing red.
I am the one hiding under your stairs. Like snakes and spiders in my hair.
This is Halloween.
Everyone hail to the pumpkin song.
Halloween, 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 Halloween.
afraid of no ghost.
Big hip-hop head. I'm sorry. I'm about that life. Yes, I am. All right, Paranormal Ride, we are broadcasting live every Monday. If you're listening in for the first time, welcome. Welcome, welcome. It's our one-year anniversary of the show. You all can definitely call 646-564-9613. I should memorize that number. One day. Maybe next year. I got some cool calls, messages, and thank you so much for showing me love. I love love. Love is important. But it's also important to love the right people. and that's what love is, right? You just got to vibrate with the right energy, the right people, and don't let those bad energies ever pollute you. So there you go, mi gente. Ya tú sabes cómo son las cosas, all right? If you don't know what I just said, I'm sorry. I just said that I like hippopotamuses and pants. No, lies. No. That's not what I said. I said, I like, now you know my people. I said, you guys know what's up. I love languages. I'm a linguistic kind of guy. People who know me know that I'm good with my mouth and good with my tongue, I guess, my lengua. I got skills, I guess. I don't know. Take that any way you want. but anyways, it's like, I think that's kind of my thing that I like to do. I people say I have a silver tongue. Some people would say I have a golden tongue. Again, take that any way you want. But, it's about communication. Communication is key for me. One of the things that make us what we are is how we speak to people and the truth that we tell people and the truth that we keep, and that's very important that as you create community friendships and relationships that, you know, if any of that stuff is ever corrupted, no matter what your intentions are, good or bad, it's always going to lead you in the wrong path. The dark side. There's another Star Wars analogy. Sorry. And, you know, I'm about that too. I'm about a lot of things. Shoot, damn. You know, I'm about hip hop. I'm about, you know, languages. I'm about Star Wars. Yeah, no, I'm having a good time today, guys. Thank you for joining in. Thank you for tuning in. Listening to this crazy guy talk about crazy stuff, which is crazy awesome. Hip hop, paranormal, things unknown. That's what I'm about. That's what it is. You know, it's the question we're always asking ourselves. You know, these kind of things are lingering in us all the time. We all know when we feel it, when we touch it, when we get into that mode, we know. We just know. You know what I'm saying? Like when something is up, our body, our energy reads it. You know, we have prophetic dreams. We have nightmares. We have visions. We have all these things that happen during the dream state. Our imagination, we're active, you know. If you're able to tap into it, you know, even better, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's like mad power to y'all, you know. You know, because, you know, the world is more than you know, going to your 9 to 5 and kind of going out there. You know, there is a limit, though, that if you live your world in one thing, it will consume you and tear you apart. You know, if it's all about drinking, you're screwed. If it's all about paranormal, you're screwed. If it's all about just, you know, self-gratification, you're screwed. So it's a balance. You need to have that balance. You need to know when you're affecting somebody and when you're not, you know, and those are the balances that people struggle with and have a hard time with. It's taken me a long time. I mean, a long, 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 long time to figure this out. And I think I have a good formula. And like I said, I'm only about the good stuff, the positive stuff, the wonderful stuff. All right, let's get back to the show. You got me talking, people. You got me kind of like moving. Shoot, that's what you do to me, people. Thank you, appreciate that. Give me that energy. You know, you make me kick it up a notch. You know, if I don't do that, please definitely yell at me and be like, Marlene, get your ish together, and I will. I'll try. I'll do my best to get my ish together. So I'm preparing my show for the coming weeks. I'm definitely trying to find the right energy to kick off next year. So I'm keeping the next two shows secret. All I know is that the show that's coming up, let me see if I can get the calendar up right now. Sorry about that. Oh, by the way, election day is happening next week. Oh, it's going to be tough. Well, we're not really, you know, voting for somebody kind of, you know, in a big political way, right? But it's important to go to your local elections and vote. If you're in the United States, okay, which is important to vote. Vote. All right, enough of that. Daylight saving is happening this Saturday, so my depression is going to dip into, like, deeper. No, I'm kidding. So the seasons don't affect me in like some way that people do. People get seasonal depressions. I don't get that. I get seasonal, what do you call it? Energy, you know, transformation. I kind of like it when it gets dark because it lets me create like bonds, versus it being, and I love light when it gets lighter because it lets me, kind of like, create better energy around people. Anyways, let's get back to this. Anyway, so next week's show is going to be season 2. I'm going to kick it off. I'm going to make it happen. And then on the 13th of November, it's a special show. It's going to be remote. It's going to be coming from the jungles. I'll tell you what jungles I'm going to be at. But it's going to be a dope show. It's going to be about, I know the show topic. Shoot, I should keep it a secret. Damn it. I can't tell you guys. But it's going to be dope. If you speak Portuguese, make sure you really tune in. Because there's going to be a lot of Portuguese on that show. So I probably, voy a estar falando Portuguese, probably much, you know, for the, pretty much a lot of the show. So bring your translation books, bring your little books. But everybody who's going to be on the air will speak English. So we're not going to torture you with just, you know, with you guys busting out books to figure out what we're saying. We're going to make it a dope show. Anyway, so folks, we're getting there. The show has gone by so fast. 1 year has gone by so fast. 50 shows have gone by so fast. All my episodes are influenced by the people that I meet, that I talk to. They're inspired by real people. They're inspired by real situations. Everything I talk about in the show has happened. Even, you know, if you listen to the Ouija board show, one of my favorite shows, because I put a lot of my personal experience in that one. Although I would say that's probably the worst thing I did with the Ouija, doing a Ouija board. It's not advisable. I would just tell people don't do the Ouija board. No bueno viene de eso. Basically, I just said nothing comes from that in Spanish. I should definitely do a whole entire show in Spanish. So if you're, coming from a Spanish-speaking kind of nation and country and want that kind of show, you got to let me know. You got to be like, hey, Marlon, habla español, and I'll do it, If you want me to hablar en portugués, I'll follow, and I'll do it, If you want me to do it in German, shoot, I will bust out some German if I have to, my German sucks, though. It's terrible. But I get it. I get my German. I'm pretty good. My French, all right. That's one of my... my French is good, but again, I need practice. I'm a little shy with my French. We. Je suis parlé français, and if I have to do it, I'll do it. But anyways, folks, enough. Again, it's been a great journey with you guys. Just the format has changed a little bit. I used to do a show more with a lot of news in the beginning, which I kind of miss because I feel like some of this paranormal news kind of matches the energy of the show. I'm going to bring it back, but I got to decide exactly how to do it. But I know people liked it, and it kind of like brought that, like, it kind of hit that reset button and made you kind of think about it. But I also like jumping into the topics and getting right into it as well. So I'm conflicted. Come on. It's the theater training in me. I'm like, conflict. I love the conflict. I love the balance. This is off topic. I'm sorry. I do this sometimes. This is the 1 year, so I do what the heck I want. If you guys, back in the days when I was younger, growing up in the city of Chelsea, Mass., I just mentioned more about theater. I studied Theater of the Oppressed. That if you get your hands on that book, kind of the methods that I use to be able to kind of share knowledge and to have that balance between the people who have knowledge and who don't, and kind of like this is kind of like the formula of the show. I don't know if you guys get that, have seen that. Where, I'm an expert, but I'm also a regular participant, and I have participant, people who call in and tell me how to switch the show around, and then which then changes how the show is. So I'm not trying to get political. That's not it. But I'm just letting you know, if you want a real way to kind of like one of the real ways, there's multiple ones, but I find that one very useful. Read that, Theater of the Oppressed. It's pretty good. It's pretty good, I would say. I advise. Anyway, so getting back to, kind of my arts and things, what I do and how I travel and what I do, I've been very blessed to be able to go around the United States, and I'm going to start doing that this year and try to get this message about Paranormal Ride out there. So Paranormal Ride is going to go on a ride. It's going to go on a trip. So if you guys are in different states and I'm in your state, hit me up and I will definitely come see you. Go ahead, contact me. Don't be shy. I am going to do a European trip pretty soon. It's coming up. I'm going to have one time a live stream. I use my hands a lot. So right now I'm just like throwing my hands up like forward, like it's in the future kind of thing. It's going to happen. So, I want to make it a thing, I'm going to be going to South America, so you South Americans, hit me up. I'm going to be there in a couple of weeks, and I just gave away a little bit about what the show is going to be about. But anyways, I'm going to be down there and doing I'm going to be in the jungles, doing my jungle stuff, and connecting with people and communicating with people. And that's what I do. That's how I roll, yo. That's how I do it. So I'm going to bring some of my hip-hop flair with me, as I always do, trying to be gangster in my gangsterish kind of way. Anyways, All right, folks. Again, thank you again for tuning in, listening to the show. I get a little bit of a Halloween thing. I'm kind of like right now, I'm so happy. I'm kind of in that mode. I'm like, dude, this, it's a year and we did it. Shout outs to my co-hosts that have been out there who tuned in and who share their knowledge. Definitely, my homeboy Cisco, who helps out a lot in the show. Duke, who is a fountain of knowledge. Homeboy, like, always giving me great information, great data. He sends me texts. He spreads the love. He spreads the word. He's promoting on the east. On the West Coast in California for me. So a lot of that, kind of cool stuff. And to other folks who have advised me, and has when I first started the show, I had a really serious conversation about the format and I got schooled. I got schooled by my friend and kind of gave me some good pointers and tips and asking, who's the audience? Who's this? This was nailing me about, she had a lot of questions and what's the age bracket? She was asking all this. I mean, that's how she is anyway. So, thanks to her, I have a lot of a better understanding of how I want to do this. I'm learning, I'm doing this together, like as a community and as I perform, if I do my thing, the community interaction is kind of what feeds me and how I do my things. And I guess it's like the old school, like theater in me that's how I used to do things when I used to do my plays or when I was a kid. I always wanted to just step out of the character and kind of go rogue. And I remember they used to just yell at me and judo chop me every single time at the end of the show. And like, da-da, because I would react to what the crowd is doing. Anyways, and it stayed with me, and that's how I am. Please always feel free to send me messages, say, yo, the show sucks, and then, just tell me why, I'll make it better. All the folks that are out there who gave me advice, in my current, crew and people and friends and people that I've networked with and who give me advice on, how to transform the show now and how I'm doing it. Good looking now. I appreciate you so much, for giving me that. That crucial information, and the motivation. It sounds like I'm freaking dying, doesn't it? I'm sorry, I'm not dying. I'm just very thankful for the one year. So what's to come for the Paranormal Writers? There's a lot of stuff. I'm definitely going to be doing live shows on the air, preparing this. I'm going to get a studio, so I'm preparing the studio now. So look out there, people. You're going to see me live. You're gonna see me moving around live in stereo, 3D. You can put on your VR glasses and see me in 3D, VR and touch my nose. No, that's not gonna happen. I know that, but definitely what's gonna happen, you're gonna see me live. I'm not gonna go for too much technology, but I want to. I'm a very technical person. That's coming up. So I've been talking about it. I've been kind of whispering about it to people, and it's gonna happen. I am interviewing and looking for people who I want to share the stories of, like their paranormal experiences. And it's not going to be part of the show, but it's going to be an addition to the show throughout the week. So there'll be like things that I'll share, weekly with different things that are going on with folks out there and who want to share their amazing paranormal. I keep on getting all these awesome stories. I'm like, can you please call? And everybody's like, oh, I'm so shy, I can't call. So I'm like, damn. So now you're going to make me do more work and make an extra show for y'all, which I'm going to do. I'm totally down with that. I love that. So that's another little component that I'm going to add to. And I am going to be traveling across the U.S. One of the first stops, I think, like I said, I'm going to be in South America. I'm not going to tell you where, in a couple of weeks. And then after that, I'll be in L.A. And then after that, I'll be in Colorado. So I'm going to be coming to your hoods. And seeing if I can, get you guys to talk to me, to moi, to je suis, and see if you can share your paranormal story. So that's another little component. It's going to go on the road, and the thing that hasn't come up yet, I'm going to do it. I'm gonna have shirts, T-shirts, Paranormal Ride paraphernalia. So you guys can order shirts, and you guys can order hats and stuff like that coming up. It's all coming this year. So I'm announcing a lot of cool stuff that's happening, that's in the works and stuff like that. So I'm really excited about it. And more interviews, more people are going to come on. I just needed to get my my feet wet. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like a rookie. You know, it was my first year doing a solo hosting kind of thing. So I feel like I did okay. people still love me. People are still joining the crew. I still got a lot of followers coming on. So I think I'm doing it right, I hope. But anyways, yeah, so there's going to be T-shirts. And then I'm also going to give away shirts. So I'm going to have a time where people call. And then if they do an awesome job, and there's like a certain criteria, and then they get a shirt, I'll mail it to you, and then you'll be a paranormal writer. So we're going to call ourselves the writers. I don't know. Hey, if you guys have names, hit me up. Let me know. I'm trying to get the right name for y'all. But right now I just have the writers, the paranormal writers. I like it. So that's what's coming up for season two, year two. I'm amped. I'm ready. I think you guys are too. We're going to have more shows, more in-depth kind of like interviews, and it's all coming up. We're getting ready. I'm excited. Hope you guys are too. And, you know, thank you again so much for everybody who's tuned in. And I'm just going to say thank yous, and then I'm going to wrap up the show. So if you need to go to bed, guys, go to bed. Go to bed feeling good, you know. Thank you for participating in the show and keeping the energy so high for me, because I need it sometimes. You know, I'm not a high strung kind of guy. I'm a very mellow guy. So people who know me, they know that I'm a chill dude. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm super chill, you know, maybe too chill for some people, but I'm very kind of laid back and kind of like go with the flow kind of guy. Things don't really kind of get to me okay. So if something gets to me, you really screwed up. Like you just did a nosedive, like something, you did something crazy for me to be like, forget you kind of thing. You know what I mean? So if you did screw up, trust me, you screwed up majorly. So I'm a very mellow guy. So, you know, I'm a go with the flow kind of person. So, you know, I'm going with the flow. Anyway, so shout outs to, you know, last week, Virginia, for some reason, Virginia, thank you. Like, you guys were a big, like, you know, influence on the show. Florida is always there. Thank you so much. Pennsylvania and Massachusetts, what's up, man? You're always usually number one. Virginia took that title from you for the listeners. And Kentucky, hey, what's up, Kentucky? Oh, Kentucky, my people from Kentucky. Oh, my homeboys in Kentucky. I know Kentucky. Thanks for tuning in. Of course, we have all the East Coast with Maine listening in. We have New York in there. Let me see, what else? We have Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee, Indiana, Michigan, Illinois, Wisconsin. Oh, Illinois, I need to go back really soon. I freaking miss Chicago. Wisconsin. I miss Wisconsin so much too. Iowa. Oh, my Iowans. What's up? Louisiana, Texas. What up, Texas? Nebraska, Idaho. It's not just potatoes up there. I know that. And then Oregon and California, my Cali people, my Cali folks, thank you for supporting. And around the world, let me just give a shout out to Peru, what's popping, Canada, of course, Norway, hey, what's up, Sweden, France, United Kingdom, of course, you all the best, Nigeria, Australia, Indonesia, and Russia. Sorry, Russia, I didn't mean to be so loud like that. Russia. All right. Anyway, so, and of course, my Deutschlandian people, my Deutschlandians, my Germans. I think it's the world. I mean, that's just kind of like, I just brushed it a little bit because there's a lot of, you know, Italia was there. I didn't say Italia. But yeah, no. It's because of y'all that makes the show what it is. Y'all, you know, it's what's popping, what's going on. Like new people who jumped in recently, you know, like Morocco. You guys been around for a while, but Indonesia was dope too. Great to see always Colombia, El Salvador, Guatemala, my people, mi gente. And, you know, and of course Brazil, always there. Thank you so much for tuning in and being there. Wow, like I said, y'all part of an international show. I'm glad you all speak English because I've been just doing the show in English. So I appreciate that. Obrigado. You know, thank you so much. Obrigado to everybody out there, you know, who's listening, who's, you know, shishi to, you know, to everybody who's out there, you know, just listening to this paranormal ride. Again, the paranormal, like I said, it affects everybody in the whole entire world. Our lives are paranormal. Our, you know, our existence is paranormal. We are paranormal. You know what I mean? So, you know, we are driven. We are brought together. You know, and we're connected to people in a lot of different ways. You know, in ways that it's hard to explain. It's hard to put a number. You know, we just know when things aren't flowing the way they should be, and we always gravitate to, you know, to the right people when it's the right time, you know. And when it, you know, sometimes we gravitate to the wrong people because we want to force that into existence, and, you know, and that's not what it's about, you know. It's about, you know, going with the right flow, you know, and finding that right people with the right flow, you know. So thanks again for joining in, tuning in, being part of this show. I think I've said all my thank yous. My thank you gland is going to pop, which is okay. You know, you guys did a fantastic job, and I look forward to another year and to, you know, give you what you guys want. You got to let me know what you want. I'm not a mind reader. Look at that. I'm not clairvoyant. I told you I'm not that paranormal. I'm paranormally inept sometimes, but I know other people are good at it, so a lot more is coming for y'all. But let me know, man. Shoot. Like, tell me. Dígame. Dígalo. You know, just what's up. All right, folks. You have an awesome week. Keep that energy. Keep it going. Keep it forward. Don't let people corrupt you. Don't let people take away your energy. Do not let them do that. Fight for it. Keep it. And you'll see that, because when you do, you're just going to, change people's lives. All right, folks, peace out. The more Halloween tunes. Later.